This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. All-party meeting urges House Speaker to take main opposition CPN-UML in confidence to end House obstruction. National Assembly endorses Public Service Commission Bill 2078 with majority despite CPN-UML's obstruction. Health Ministry urges people to remain alert considering the possible risk of Nipah virus infection following its outbreak reported in India. Taliban killed civilians in resistance stronghold in Panjshir Valley of Afghanistan, and Nepal defeats USA by 5 wickets in the ICC Cricket World Cup League 2. Now the news in detail. The all-party meeting called by House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota with the purpose of ending House obstruction stressed on forging a consensus with the main opposition party CPN-UML. The leaders who attended the meeting said that the all-party meeting could not bring concrete decision as the main opposition UML boycotted the meeting. The UML lawmakers are reported not to have attended the all-party meeting as party chair KP Sharma Oli directed the lawmakers not to join the meeting. After the meeting, Loktantrik Samajwadi Party chair Mahanta Thakur said the meeting suggested Speaker Sapkota continue the discussion and forwarded the parliamentary business and take forward the parliamentary business, taking the main opposition in confidence. The National Assembly meeting yesterday endorsed the Public Service Commission Bill 2078 with majority. The House meeting passed bill along with a report of the Legislation Management Committee despite House obstruction by the CPN-UML lawmakers. Law Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, on behalf of Prime Minister Sherbhadu Dewa, presented the bill to the House meeting along with the message received from the House of Representatives. Earlier in the meeting, member of the Legislation Committee, Management Committee, Thagendra Prasad Puri, on behalf of the committee president, Parshuram Meghi Gurung, presented the committee's report related to Public Service Commission Bill amid the obstruction. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timil Sinha allocated time to UML lawmaker Bhairab Sundar Shrestha to put his views. Shrestha said the problem arose as the Speaker failed to implement the UML's recommendation for taking action against its 14 lawmakers. The Health Ministry has urged the public to remain alert considering the possible risk of Nipah virus infection after its outbreak was reported in neighbouring India. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudil in a press statement yesterday said the risk of the virus outbreak and spread in Nepal could not be ruled out as Nepal and India shared open border. The infection of the deadly Nipah virus, which is transmitted to humans from animals and then human to human, causing a serious illness, has now been detected in the Kerala state of India. Spokesperson Paudil said, although the virus has so far not been detected in the country, the risk remained large. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 1,486 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal yesterday. Likewise, 1,260 corona-infected people recovered yesterday itself. Meanwhile, 16 corona-related deaths had been confirmed in Nepal yesterday. The death toll due to COVID-19 has now reached 10,965 in the country. CPN Unified Socialist Bagmati Province is to coordinate with parties affiliated with the alliance to form a new government. A parliamentary party meeting of CPN Unified Socialist Party held yesterday assigned responsibility to parliamentary party leader Rajendra Pandey to coordinate for the formation of new government. Similarly, the meeting also elected Province Assembly member and former Minister Krishna Prasad Khanal as the deputy leader of the parliamentary party. The first meeting of the parliamentary party held on Sunday had elected Rajendra Pandey as the parliamentary party leader. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudil has said that he would continue fighting in defense of democratic values and norms. At a program on policy and leadership in 14th General Convention organized in Kathmandu yesterday by Nepali Congress Sindhupalchok District Working Committee, leader Paudil promised to fight from the ground as the risk of a democracy was still not over. He also stated that he was working to further democratize the Nepali Congress while adding that a trend of becoming a strong leader of a weaker party should be ended to foster internal democracy. the election procedures of the non-Nepali, non-resident Nepali Association, NRNA's International Coordination Council and the National Coordination Council have been put off following the Ministry of Foreign Affairs directives towards that end. The ministry sought the postponement of the election procedures, acting on complaints about issues concerning election representatives in several countries. The ministry instructs for the halting of poll procedures until the execution of investigations into the complaint. With the ministry's response, the NRNA 10th General Convention scheduled to be held on October 23rd to 25th has been uncertain. The all-party meeting called by... You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 20 civilians have been killed in Afghanistan's Panjshir Valley, which has seen fighting between the Taliban and opposition forces. Communications have been cut in the valley, making reporting difficult, but the BBC has mentioned that it has evidence of Taliban killing despite promises of restraint. One of the victims was a shopkeeper and a father of two called Abdul Sami. The Panjshir has long been a focal point for resistance in Afghanistan. Donors have pledged more than $1 billion to help Afghanistan, where poverty and hunger have spiraled since the Taliban took power. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, speaking during a donor conference in Geneva yesterday, said it was impossible to say how much of the money had been promised in response to an emergency UN appeal for the $606 million to meet the most pressing needs of the country. After decades of war, suffering and insecurity, Afghans are facing perhaps their most perilous hour, Guterres said in his opening remark to the conference, adding that the people of Afghanistan needed a lifeline. Now a sports update. Nepal defeated the United States of America, USA, by 5 wickets with 6 balls to spare in the first match of the tri-series under the ICC Men's World Cup League 2 being held in Oman. In the match yesterday, the US had made 230 runs with the loss of 9 wickets in the allocated 50 overs after winning the toss and batting first. In reply, Nepal chased the target, losing only 5 wickets and with an over to spare. Opener Kusal Bhurtel had top scored for Nepal with 84 runs. Earlier, Nepali leg spinner Sandeep Lamichhane and bowlers Vikram Sob and Susan Bhari took 2 wickets each for Nepal to restrict the US to 230 runs for 9 wickets. Likewise, Kusal Malla took a wicket for the team. Meanwhile, Monak Patel had scored a century for the Americans. Nepal, the US and Oman are competing for the tri-series under the league. The league is a door for the teams to play qualifiers for the ICC Cricket World Cup 2023. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum of 30.7 degrees Celsius and minimum of 19 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. All-party meeting urges House Speaker to take main opposition CPN-UML in confidence to end House obstruction. National Assembly endorses Public Service Commission Bill 2078 with majority despite CPN-UML's obstruction. Health Ministry urges people to remain alert considering the possible risk of Nipah virus infection following its outbreak reported in India. Taliban killed civilians in resistance strongholds of Panjshir Valley of Afghanistan. And Nepal defeats USA by 5 wickets in the ongoing ICC Cricket World Cup Division League 2. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.